The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
We're expectant. Amen?
Amen.
Very expectant. You know, last week we were talking about being planted in the house. You know, coming off of the wonderful two-week tent meeting. Thank you, Jim and Misty. I got new equipment. I don't know how to use it, but well, praise God we have it. But you know, being planted in the house, you know, we were talking about Psalm 92, verses 13 and 14. There, maybe that'll help. Psalm 92, 13 and 14, the New King James. If you don't, I probably didn't give you that. This is all review. But I like it, you know, because it says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, being planted, right? We talked about that. Shall flourish. That word flourish means to break out, to fly. And, you know, we need to break out in some areas of our life, huh? To break out, you know. And when you break out, you don't you feel like flying? Amen. When he sets you free of something, thank you, Lord. Shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit. We're fruit bearers, right? Spirits inside of us, we're bearing fruit of his presence. Amen. Bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. And then we went on to talk about the verse in Isaiah, taking root downward so you can bear that fruit, right? We talked about roots absorbing nutrients and water, anchoring the plant, right? We talked about that. But I wanted to go over that because, you know, that bearing fruit upward, the Lord spoke to me the word testimony. Testimony. Now, for me, when I hear a word, I go straight to the word, right? And the word that he brought me, the verse, was Revelation 12, 11. Anytime a preacher says Revelation, everybody goes, ooh, shh, shh. No, revelation is revelation, praise God. We need revelation. It's talking about the end times, right? Well, newsflash, we are in the end times. Now, this particular verse is talking about during the tribulation, right? But there's information in this verse that we need to apply in these end times, where there is a spirit of lawlessness, right? A spirit of antichrist, which is anti-truth, right? Well, we need to take this information so that we can apply it in these end times. Well, what's that information? Let's read the verse. Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. Okay, you can underline that. It's pretty important. In fact, it's the most important. And by the word of their testimony. There's the word. There's a third part there, and they did not love their lives to death. So there's information we can take from that verse. Father, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for your spirit, your Holy Spirit, leading us into truth, leading us into the truth we need today, Father. That we need that truth to guide us, to lead us, Father. We thank you for that, Father. Thank you for giving us wisdom, Father. Wisdom that comes from you. That's gentle, Father. It's undefiled. That's your kind of wisdom. We need that in this day, in this age, where information is coming to us, Father. We don't, you know, information is good in and of itself, Father, but we need revelation that comes from you and helps to apply that in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So these end time overcomers, well, again, that's you. That's you. We're in the end times and we are overcomers. Overcoming whatever trial and tribulation is being thrown at us, right? We sang about it this morning. Praise God. We praised God through psalms and hymns and spiritual songs this morning, right? Amen. Well, what's the process to be an end time overcomer? Well, the blood of the Lamb. Jesus and his grace that abounds towards you. That's the first step. Listen, you're not going to overcome anything without Jesus. I mean, that's the gospel. That's the good news. And he died for us that we can overcome. Overcome death. Overcome sin. Overcome everything the enemy throws against us. It starts with the blood of the Lamb. It starts with Jesus. That's why Jim, Pastor Jim and Pastor Missy, they spoke it out, right? The ABCs of salvation. A, admit and acknowledge, I needed a Savior.
Everybody does.
Amen? Well, admitting it, well, okay, that's a start. But B, believing Jesus is that Savior. Believing it. And then C, confessing with your mouth. If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart he rose from the dead, you will be saved. And I can't even help myself. After that, what happens? Boom! The Holy Spirit seals me into the day of redemption. He is inside my spirit forevermore, sealed. Amen? And now I'm empowered to walk out an overcoming life, right? Well, that's the first step. Praise God. Well, and by the word of their testimony. Testimony. What does it mean? It's a firsthand account. It's a firsthand account of what happened. We're going to concentrate on that one. We'll preach on that one. But let's go to that last part of that verse. And they did not love their lives to death. You know, and so many times, you know, as I was coming up in the Word, you know, Revelation 12:11, you know, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And, you know, I would kind of stop there at A, and the B, you know, did not love their lives to death. And I had someone stop and tell me one time, now listen, you got to be willing to die for what you believe. And that kind of sounds good. Okay, yeah. But you know, as I look through scripture, Jesus never asked me to die for him. He said, I'll die for you. Amen? Now, am I to crucify the flesh, die to sin? Yes, yes, absolutely. Do you know what this word lives, they did not love their lives? That word is now, I'm a good speller. Okay, but watch. P-S-Y-C-H-E. Psyche. I've studied a lot of psychology. But psyche, what do you think in psyche? The way you think. They did not love the way they thought more than they loved the way he thought. There's some revelation there, people. They did not love their way of thinking so much that they would follow it into the path that leads to death. They followed him. Amen? I could probably preach on that. I'm not gonna. But that's an important thing, and that's what Pastor Jim and Mr. were talking about, the way we think. Read that Romans 8:6. Amen? Okay. But testimony. Let's go there. Testimony. Everyone has a testimony. We're to be living testimonies of Jesus, right? Because people are watching. People are watching. And let me tell you something. People are watching in the good times, right? In the good times. Things are going good. Everybody's watching. Yay. But they're watching you. Because I'll be honest, in the world, when something good's happening in the world, people are watching for you to fall. They're watching for that. And we've seen it. The enemy, you know, someone's raised up, the enemy comes in and tries to tear them down because great is the fall, right? But when else are people looking? When they're being squished. When the sponge is being squished, right? They're watching. Okay. Testimony. Hebrews 11:1-3. We know this verse. We love this verse. It's a great verse, right? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe we have preached on that a lot. Amen. And we'll keep doing it. Verse 2, for by it, by what? By faith, right? For by it, the elders obtained a good what? Testimony. Testimony. Where's your testimony coming from? By what you believe. By what you believe. By your faith. By faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Your testimony, the fruit seen by the world, comes from faith. Amen? John 15:27. Jesus is telling his disciples, and you also will bear witness. You know what that word is? It's the same Greek word for testimony. Because you have been with me from the beginning. He told his disciples they would be given a testimony by what they had seen that was true. Now, they were walking with Jesus. Do you think they saw some things? Yes, they saw things. They saw him do many things. This is all the things he did. Couldn't put him in all the books in the world. Couldn't even put him in all the books. Okay, what do we know? John 20, verse 29. Jesus said to him, Thomas, remember? Doubting Thomas, right? The one who said, well, I ain't believing that until I see it, right? Well, he's about to see it. Jesus tells him, now, Thomas, because you have seen me, you've believed now. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Who's that? That's us. We believe even though we haven't physically seen Jesus's the holes in his hand and his feet, right? Thomas saw him, put his hand in, and said, come on, come on. He said, I'm going to show you so that you could give testimony to what you saw firsthand. But we're giving testimony by what our spiritual eyes see through faith. That's how we're giving testimony. It's what our spiritual eyes see, what the Holy Spirit reveals to us, and then our soul man gets it, because that's where the choice is made, right? In our mind, will, and emotions, how we think. Am I going to agree with the Holy Spirit of God and His Word, or am I going to agree with the pressures of the situation and let my flesh come up and the soul man and the emotions just be overtaken, and then the testimony, the fruit's stinky. Right? I mean, and we've all put out some stinky fruit at different times. And you know how you can tell it's stinky fruit? It stinks. It's easy to tell, right? And then Satan jumps on you and tries to condemn you, right? I mean, but we sang about, no. It's Jesus. And where's our fruit coming from? It's by the Spirit. It's by believing Him. Faith. Our testimony's coming, right? Amen? Okay. Now, I'm going to read Hebrews 11. I'm dropping down to the end. Verse 39. And all these, and there's, you know, pillars of faith, all these pillars of faith in the Word. And all these, having obtained a good testimony, through what? Through faith, right? They did not receive the promise. That's because Jesus hadn't come yet. It was talking about the Old Testament, right? God, having provided something better for us, for who? For you. That they should not be made perfect apart from us, right? It's talking about Old Testament before Jesus came, but Jesus revealed himself to them too, just as he's revealing himself to us and the people that don't know him now. Okay. I didn't stop there. Let's go to chapter 12, verse 1. Because remember, he didn't write it out with numbers and then put stop and then now verse, you know, chapter 12. No. He says then the next verse, the following verse after what he wrote, therefore. And remember, you read therefore in the Bible. Therefore, read what it's there for. Read above it, right? Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, there's people witnessing us, and in the heavenlies, which we can't really understand, the saints that have gone on before us are witnessing. They're bearing witness. There you go. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. You see, following the flesh and the soul, it trips you up. It trips up the testimony, right? But let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, the author and the finisher of the product of our faith, that is our testimony. It's all about Him, right? It all comes back to Him empowering us, looking to Him in every situation where we don't know what to do. Well, by faith, we'll do what He tells us to do, whether we fully understand it or not. It doesn't matter what my mind understands. It matters what my mind decides to do in my will to follow the Spirit's leading. And as I do that, the product of that is fruit. It's the testimony. I was thinking this morning, the Lord brought to me this thing that happened. I think I kind of told about it. I'll tell you anyway. If I forgot, you probably did too, so. I was coming out of my office and driving out, and there was two or three vehicles off by where the little fire station is, and there was two or three officers of the law with them. So something going on, right? You know, like any good driver, you're going to rubberneck a little. Kind of watching the road, but kind of watching what's going on, right? Okay. And one of the officers, there was a few, but one was in the middle of about, I don't remember exactly, two or three people. And the two or three people around were a little bit excited. So there's a situation happening, right? But this officer is talking with them. And I'm watching, and the Lord's kind of showing me this officer speak. And he's speaking a testimony because he wasn't excited. He was giving peace to a situation that needed peace. And he was operating in authority. Now, as an officer of law, he had some natural authority. But the authority he was functioning in was a spiritual authority. And I suspect since there were other officers there, they needed more than natural authority to handle this situation. Because I suspect that's why they called him. There was a testimony taking place. And he was speaking peace in a situation. And I strongly suspect those people that he was speaking with were receiving fruit that came from faith, that came from the Spirit, that came from Jesus. Amen? You're always given testimony. You're always given testimony. Wherever you're at. And I suspect Beto didn't have any idea he was doing a testimony. I bet he didn't even understand what that word exactly meant at the time, but it didn't matter what he understood. He was walking out faith. Amen. And wherever you're at, whatever situation you're coming up against, I don't care where you work, I don't care where you live, there's testimony. There's somebody bearing witness, right? And we give testimony. We're going to have a whole Bible study based on testimonies. Oh, that's going to be exciting, huh? I'm having people that the Lord leads me to give testimony. First-hand account of what's been done by faith in their life. And that's exciting. What does it do? It encourages people. Right. Amen? It does. Because God's not a respecter of persons. If he'll do it for me, he'll do it for you. If he'll do it for them, he'll do it for you. But the only way it's done is by faith. Amen? It's by faith. It's believing, right? It's being tuned into the Holy Spirit because the fruit, because testimony and fruit intertwined. They can't be separated, right? The fruit can only come from the Spirit that's inside of you. You see, by tuning into him, by taking root downward, do we bear fruit upward, right? Well, we take root downward by, again, saturated. I love, didn't they set us up right? Being saturated with his word, being saturated with his presence, recognizing that he's with me always, even until the end of the age, right? He's with me. The Prince of Peace, his Spirit resides inside of me. So in every situation, I have access to peace. I have access to patience in every situation. That's why you've heard me say, you don't have to pray for patience. It's not that warning, oh, don't pray for patience because then you'll be tested. Well, let me tell you something. Whether you pray or not, you're going to be tested. I don't care whether you pray for it or not. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't have to pray for patience. You have patience. When you have the Spirit of God residing inside of you, you have access to it. Are you going to access it or not? Did I use that word right? Yeah, close enough. Are you going to get to it? I like to talk my English. What do they say? Since I have the microphone, I can talk my English. See, folks, I just couldn't get away from that testimony. You know, there's testimony happening all the time. This afternoon, out at Riding High, out at the rodeo grounds, 4 o'clock. See, I'm even remembering that. Praise God. There's going to be some, they're going to have baptisms, okay? And what is baptism? It's a public display of your faith as an act of obedience. That's what it is, right? On July 14th, we're going to have baptisms here. We've had some people, right? If you're one of those people the Lord's speaking about being baptized, I want you to come talk to me. You can talk to Jim and Missy. You can talk to Pastor Jim, Pastor Missy. You can talk to EJ Camille, right? Talk to us about it. If the Lord's stirring that in you, I've preached on the baptisms and the physical baptism as a public display of what's going on inside of you. What does that do? It's a testimony. I've had so many people, you know, remember, was it our last baptism? I don't remember. When we baptized like 30 folks up here, right? And a lot of family comes, right? Because like, hey, Grandpa, come on, you know, people come. There's a testimony that happens. Amen? So be praying about that, July 14th. Be praying for the people who are making that step of obedience as an act of faith, right? As a public display of that faith. Be praying for those people. Be praying about that, right? Because again, there's a good testimony. There's fruit that's going to come out of that act of obedience. And every time you obey God, there's always something that's released. I'm just telling you, there's a spiritual principle. As you walk out obedience to Him, there's an anointing release, there's power released. Every time, every single time. Don't miss out on that. And I'm not talking about, you know, if He tells you to be baptized, be baptized. I'm talking about what He tells you to do, do it. Amen? Every day. And that takes the pressure off. You know? That's the one thing, walking with the Lord. An officer talked to me about this one time. It wasn't Beto, it was another one. He said, you know, we're kind of in the same business. I said, what do you mean? I thought he was talking about chiropractic, and I'm trying to say, okay, I don't know what that means, but talk to me, explain this to me. He says, no, Pastor, and he said it that way. He said, they probably only call you when things are bad. I said, yeah, that's true. He said, they only call me when things are bad. But you know what the Lord has showed me? That I don't have to worry about the bad situation. I just have to focus on Him. And that takes the pressure off. I don't have to pre-think. I mean, how many people pre-think situations? Yeah, you don't have to raise your hand because you already did inside. I mean, every one of you have done it. You know, a situation comes and you're like, okay, I'm going to say this. I'm going to do it. Yeah, and you play it out in your mind like three times, right? Three times the first 30 seconds. And you get to about the 1,000th time before you ever get there. And how many times has it worked out like you thought? Never, right? But you know, you have the Spirit of God who knows everything about everything inside of you. And Jesus even told the disciples, when they bring you up before judges and all these things, don't worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit will speak through you. But the key is that whole not loving their lives unto death. The choice is made, am I going to listen and use my mouth to speak what He says? Because that's up to you. It really is. And so are we going to be that testimony by allowing Him to come out of us? And I can't do it for you, right? But I can encourage you to do it. But you can be pre-prepared for that by taking root downward. And we said how to do that, right? Through His Word, by communing with Him, by communing with the Spirit of God that resides inside of you. And it's just following that peace that He provides. And that's where the good testimony comes, by faith. Believing that substance. And the great expectations. We know what He says is true. So we can expect an outcome in Him, right? Because it's always better than the outcome you were thinking. Always. I think we're going to sit on that. I added more, but I'm going to take it easy on a little. Did this help you today?
Yes.
Did this encourage you today? Because I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. Because you realize in this world, Satan's trying to discourage the people of God. Take away your courage. You take away your courage, he takes away your willingness to obey, right? He replaces faith with fear. The enemy does, right? But see, we're encouraged, meaning we're in courage. We're standing in courage because we're standing in faith. And the testimony then comes after that faith. Amen? Amen. Yeah. Why didn't I just start with that and we could have ended in 2 minutes? Because preachers can't do that, right? End times, people, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they didn't love their lives unto death. I'm telling you guys, Jesus is calling a lost world to himself. Jesus wants overcomers. He has them in this house. He has them in this region, right? He has them sharing good news, like Pastor Bert was talking about. And as you get the revelation on who to share that with and how to share it, you walk that act of obedience out in faith. And there's no pressure. I could almost hear the short breath. You know, when somebody tells you something that you're like, ooh, you kind of, you know, suck it in. I almost heard that when Bert was saying how he was spreading the good news. Yeah. If you die today, but see, he received a revelation for that place at that time. And to do it in that way. And you know what? There's fruit from that because he's walking it out in obedience, and praise God for it. That's awesome. But God will pre-prepare you to talk to the people that you're associated with and the words to say. And it may be exactly the way Bert said it. Praise God. Or it'll be exactly how he tells you to say it. And you know what? Praise God. Amen? Man, and we get to trust him in that because we are sharing Jesus. Because the world needs him, and the world is starting to look for something when they need someone. Amen? Because the wind's blowing, the storm's coming, and their foundation has to be on him, or it's going to crumble. And they're feeling the crumble. Okay? So that's encouraging, because you have him. And if you didn't understand what I was saying about the ABC of salvation, or you're not sure of where you're going to go if you left this earth today, you come up here and you talk to us when we're done. You do not leave this place. Uh-uh. We know. We know that we know that we know. Amen? That's faith. We know that we know that we know. Amen? All right. All right, let's say our scripture confessions together, okay?
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. You are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.
what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my trouble.